As the C-130J aircraft prepares for takeoff, its engines roar through Fayetteville's Drake Field. Last Friday afternoon, small children as well as adults gathered at the airfield for an up-close look at the gigantic airplane. Crew members of the 19th Airlift Wing were on hand to answer questions and conduct tours. Jeff Gast is a lieutenant colonel in the United States Air Force and is the aircraft commander. The C-130J aircraft from the Little Rock Air Force Base paid a visit to Northwest Arkansas because it will soon be conducting training flights at Drake Field.
We brought in the C-130J because over the next few months and several years, we'll start using Drake Field in the local area as more of a training base for us. We call it a transition field, but we have several bases around Arkansas, around Mississippi, Texas, Tennessee, that we use for practice approaches, practice touch and goes. And Drake is going to be one that we're going to hopefully start using here in the near future. So today is all about making sure the firefighters know what we're doing, what they're doing in case there's a mishap up here, that they can rescue the pilots or the crew members, and the same thing for us to get a little familiarity with the area and as we start getting ready to use it more for a training environment.
The 19th Airlift Wing is currently deployed to Afghanistan. Flights into Drake Field will provide realistic training in terrain similar to what pilots can expect overseas.
There's several places around Arkansas that we use. Drake has some unique features in the fact that there's terrain around here, hills that do a little better job at simulating some of the areas we fly in Afghanistan specifically. You know, it's not really a mountain, but at least there's terrain out here that we have to factor into when we're doing an approach into a landing zone somewhere.
Gast explains that the aircraft is fairly new and has a variety of modifications.
The aircraft itself is C-130J. It's only about 2 years old. It's Lockheed Martin's newest version of the C-130J, or the C-130. New engines with six-bladed prop that give us a lot more power. We took off two of the external fuel tanks, so I don't have to carry around that extra gas. And then an entirely new front end that's all brand new avionics, brand new HUD, heads-up displays. So with all that technology, we've eliminated two crew members, the pilot or the navigator and the engineer no longer fly with us, and crew of two up front, crew of two in back. And even so, we have the ability to operate the aircraft effectively and extremely capably throughout the world for both airdrops and passenger and cargo movements.
Once the crew members had finished conducting tours, they flew the C-130J overhead as visitors waved goodbye below. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.